The Kate Daly Show starts now.
There's all kids have tremendous talents, and we squander them pretty ruthlessly. I had a great story recently, I love telling it, of a little girl who was in a drawing lesson. She was six, and she was at the back drawing, and the teacher said, this little girl hardly ever paid attention. And in this drawing lesson, she did. And the teacher was fascinated. She went over to her, and she said, what are you drawing? And the girl said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, but nobody knows what God looks like. And the girl said, they will in a minute. Kids will take a chance. If they don't know, they'll have a go. Am I right? They're not frightened of being wrong. Now, I don't mean to say that being wrong is the same thing as being creative. What we do know is, if you're not prepared to be wrong, you'll never come up with anything original. If you're not prepared to be wrong. And by the time they get to be adults, most kids have lost that capacity. They have become frightened of being wrong. And we run our companies this, by the way. We stigmatize mistakes. And we're now running national education systems where mistakes are the worst thing you can make. And the result is that we are educating people out of their creative capacities. If you think of it, the whole system of public education around the world is a protracted process of university entrance. And the consequence is that many highly talented, brilliant, creative people think they're not. Because the thing they were good at school wasn't valued or was actually stigmatized. And I think we can't afford to go on that way. Picasso once said this. He said that all children are born artists. The problem is to remain an artist as we grow up. I believe this passionately, that we don't grow into creativity, we grow out of it. Or rather, we get educated out of it. We have to be careful now that we use this gift wisely, and the only way we'll do it is by seeing our creative capacities for the richness they are, and seeing our children that they are. And our task is to educate their whole being so they can face this future. By the way, we may not see this future, but they will. And our job is to help them make something of it.
Isn't that great? Sir Ken Robinson. It was a TED Talk, one of the few that isn't pretty liberal. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I got a lot on my mind today. I have a lot of different things on my mind today. And, you know, like any good woman out there, we do. We have like a lot of things swimming around. Hard to focus on just one thing. I just have always so much to say because I'm hit with so much. You know, somebody asked me if I want to punch people in the throat. All the time. Well, I can't deny that the idea has crossed my mind. Okay, there's so much. There's just so much all the time. All right, so I'm going to have open phone lines this hour. I'm going to talk about a multitude of things that seem to be systematic of bigger issues. And you can chime in. In fact, I'd like for you to chime in. Because there's so much on my mind, this might seem kind of like a whirlwind hour, but if I don't cover all these things, you know how women are, I don't cover all this, I have to get all this out of my head, otherwise I'm a mess. So let's start here. First of all, you know what? I'm seeing a lot of pictures of everybody looking 20 to 40 to 100 years older on Facebook, and everybody's, you know, using this app, and it's kind of creeping me out. Actually, I don't want to see everybody old. But anyway, everybody's taking their picture on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, and they're making themselves appear much, much older. There is a privacy warning issued for that. The Face app is provoking this combination of repulsion, they're saying, and delight. You know, a huge number of people are doing it, and the app uses artificial intelligence to change your photo, so changing it so that users look younger or older. You can go either way, I guess. Whatever doesn't creep you out, I suppose. And the terms, this is a Russian-owned app, led to a number of warnings about what it could actually be doing with your photos. When users submit a photo to the app, it changes, and to change how it looks, it makes its way onto FaceApp's servers, and then it's not entirely clear and this is the case with most apps, what's happening when it does. So FaceApp has to select and then upload a user's photo to ensure that it can be altered. And the changes use FaceApp's artificial intelligence tools, which run on its own servers. And so the photo must be given over to the app. And then you're giving over more than I think people realize what we're, you know, and what we're doing. Numerous people have pointed to the fact that the photos can be used by FaceApp not just to make you look different. The terms of the, you know, you never read the terms thing, give the app the ability to use the photos in just about any way they want to without giving anything back to the users who first created them. So you're granting FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-licensable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from distribution, publicly perform and display your user content at any time, username and likeness provided in connection with user content. So in practice, that means that the photos you upload into the app might seem initially private, but then they can be used in very public ways later on. And the company's privacy policy makes it clear that it's able to collect and store information on your phone and that it might be used for ads or other forms of marketing. And then such terms are fairly standard with such apps, and it's required that such an app will have access to photos to fulfill its functions. But the fact that so little is known about the app and that it's made by developers abroad just tells you that there might be other things that maybe warnings that you might want to be aware of. So I'm just making that kind of clear to those who are doing it. And it is, it's kind of fun to see everybody, not fun, creepy fun, to see everybody a little bit older, because it takes a headshot of you. You submit a headshot and then it changes it to give you a side by side. But just so you know that sometimes we just don't know what we're... Sometimes we just don't think out, I think, what we're engaging in all the time and how much now we live in a digital world. So just making that known. Here's another thing for you that was on my mind last night. It was an interesting exchange because of religion. Bachelorette, I abhor that show. I actually don't watch it because I just think it's the most ridiculous show, one of the most ridiculous shows I've ever seen. But the Bachelorette, this female, was saying, I'm a Christian, but I love to have premarital sex. So a guy, one of the guys on the show, was voicing his opinion about waiting until they were married to ever engage in that. Now, why you would go on a show like that, knowing that that's what they're doing, and then be somebody that's standing for something completely different, you got to know you're going to get some backlash. But this guy, a good guy, was trying to say how important it was to him. Well, she tossed him off the show. And she basically accused him of pride. She said, you know, you're prideful. You're judging me. Jesus loves me even though I'm having premarital sex. And the thought that kept crossing my mind is, it's not just about Jesus loving the sinner. I think Jesus loves you no matter what you do. But I do think it's how much you love him back. And I'm only going here because this was a national thing. It was all over Twitter. It was a very strange exchange between these two people that were on a very public TV show. And a lot of people weren't pointing out the obvious that, you know, when you love Christ, you're going to act a certain way. Nobody was saying that Christ didn't love her. And she said, you know, Christ dined with the sinners. Yes, he did. But that doesn't mean that the sin is still okay. And we have gotten into a society now where don't judge me. I'm never doing anything wrong. Everything's okay. And this is our new society moving forward. And this was sort of this glaring sort of introspective into this for me when I was looking at this exchange and how many of our youth were on this exchange, and they were really siding with the girl, saying that you're just full of pride and judgment. And the guy was going, well, no, I'm pointing out something that's really important here. And I'm really trying not to be judgmental. I'm just saying that isn't this important? Isn't this something? Aren't morals and values okay? Aren't those things that we should be abiding by as human beings? And the girl was only concentrating on the fact that he was full of pride for thinking that way. And I thought, wow. And a lot of the youth was siding with it. They were just saying, don't judge. You, nothing you can do can be judged, because no matter what, everything's okay. That was the message, loud and clear. And I thought, going into the next few generations, I'm looking at this and thinking, we are changing ideas on what values and morals are to a great extent without realizing it, through this kind of rhetoric, through this kind of presentation right on national TV. Here was a guy trying to stand up for values. For old-fashioned values is what we call old-fashioned now, which are really just values. That there's not old-fashioned, new-fashioned. There's just values. And so as I'm seeing this, I'm seeing a huge cause for concern in our youth, that the big message now is, don't be judgy. Don't be judgy, which we shouldn't be judgmental. But that doesn't mean you can't stand up for what's right either, because we're seeing this a lot with the LGBTQ sort of politicization. We're seeing a lot of this message. It's just love. There's no right or wrong anymore. It's just love. Just love, Kate. You'll be fine. Don't be mean. Don't point out what anyone's doing. Don't say anything about anybody. Just love. Put your head in the sand. What's right, what's wrong doesn't matter. What matters is, Kate, that you are saying things, that morals and values are old school. Kick those out. You should just be all about love. Christ was about love. Well, he was also about other things too. Of course, there's love, but there's also right and wrong too. And you can't discount that, and you can't minimize it, and you can't say it doesn't matter. Because if we are ever going to be a country that deserves liberty, we better step up to the plate and be better human beings, because this is the pool by which the elected officials come from in our country, as we're built on a republic. And when she said that to him in such a public manner for the Bachelorette show, and I saw all these youth clamoring to say, yeah, there's no right and wrong. Don't be judgy. Everything you do is fine because you're doing it with a good intention. Oh, my gosh. I was like, I think my brain just got fried when I was watching that exchange. I'll be right back. So much on my mind. Rand Paul, housing, all kinds of stuff. Be right back.
That's financialplanner.com.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right. No more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Did you know that after 8 years, your mattress can double in weight from sweat, dead skin, and dust mites? I know. Grossed me out the first time I heard it, too. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, with some good news. Right now, Best Mattress is having our annual buyback sale, where you can trade in that lumpy old mattress for up to $150 in trade-in cash savings on a brand-new mattress for a healthy, happy sleep. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450. WMI Mutual Insurance Company has been insuring seniors and offering Medicare supplement policies for more than 30 years. They've earned a reputation for personal, courteous, and professional services, as well as accurate claim processing and affordable premiums. Trying to understand all the insurance programs being offered to you is exhausting. Make it simple and easy. Visit WMIMedigap.com or call 435-313-1787. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1497455.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show on St. George News Radio.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years, and I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. It has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
One of the best things about this time of year is enjoying this amazing country we live in. Summer's here and it's hot, hot, hot. Your air conditioner is working hard. Now is the time to upgrade to a new energy-saving Bryant system from Air Care Professionals. Get great savings this month on a new air conditioning system and 0% financing options available with approved credit. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call now, 628-2423, or visit aircarepros.com today. And thanks for voting us Best of Southern Utah.
Dad, did you go and see the eye doctor?
I did, and he says I've got something called macular degeneration. My vision may get worse.
Oh, Dad.
If you or a loved one have macular degeneration, or RP, call the Foundation Fighting Blindness for free information about current treatments and promising new clinical trials. Call 1-800-681-2003. That's 1-800-681-2003.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Would come and ease my troubling mind. Yeah. I wish somebody.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Chime in, 888-673-1450. A lot on my mind this hour, I know. make sure you get over to Wright Auto. I've been going over there for 6 years. They've been fixing my cars and my relatives' cars, my family's cars. And let me tell you, they're really good. They know what they're doing. They're highly skilled. They always give me the best price that I could ever find. And they're honest. I don't know much more to say, because when you find an honest mechanic, is there anything better than that? My gosh, because your cars will always break down. You'll always have a need for a mechanic. And so I would surely get over to Wright Auto. Wright Auto is just down from Costco. They're fantastic, and they really will do what they say they're going to do. They're going to be honest. They're going to tell you what the real problem is, and they're going to give you the straight scoop. And I don't know how much better you can get with doing solid service, too. Everything they've ever fixed has worked. So I'm not quite sure what else to say here. This is, I mean, they're great. They're fantastic. W-R-I-G-H-T, Wright Auto, over in Washington. Okay. The reason I was thinking about this too was because, religion is under a lot of attack. Christianity is under a lot of attack right now. There was an article actually locally about this that was carried from the national papers, as it always is, because every publication carries national stuff. Even your local, but the reason I mentioned what happened on The Bachelor and The Exchange, because the gal booted off the guy that wanted to wait and to have sex until they were married. And she didn't like that because she said that she liked premarital sex and had portrayed, you know, I'm a Christian, but I love premarital sex. And so I'm going to toss you off the show. The show itself is ridiculous. I get it. I don't watch it. But I will say this, that show, a lot of people do. And when you get that kind of exchange where she was saying that accusing him of being judgmental and prideful because of what he was trying to say was important to him, a value, that's a slippery slope road to be on. It's a dangerous road because now what are we doing? We're demonizing those that stand up for what's right. And there is an attack on religion so severe right now that they actually talked about this and how many countries that Christians are being attacked in and how much we're up against right now in the same way. And it's concerning me. I know it's got to be concerning you, too. But I'm seeing a lot of it and I'm seeing ideas so severely change for the worse. It's okay that somebody stands up for saying that sex is important inside of marriage. That's an important value. I had a friend who got married after living with the guy for 10 years. If living with somebody for 10, 20 years worked for a happy, to say this is what a happy marriage is, you wouldn't see a lot of those marriages falling apart. There's something to be said for values, and there's something to be said for sort of that fruit of that tree kind of thing. What happens when you abide by certain values, sometimes, you know, your life possibly can be happier by abiding by these values and maybe having self-control. And really that's what it comes down to, is self-control. So I was giving that a lot of thought last night because I was thinking about how this society right now is thinking that no matter what, you just fulfill whatever you want to fulfill, and that there aren't any consequences to that, and that you can actually demonize anyone for even saying that there are. You see this in local government, too. If I bring up, you know, hey, this is what our city governments are doing, I'm demonized. I get personal attacks. People don't question the government. They're questioning me for being critical of what the government is doing when we all should be critical of what the government's doing. See how the demonization occurs? That's how it works. And you're turning the conversation on something that shouldn't be turned on. You're actually turning the focus away from the actual problem itself and the thing that you're standing up for. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hi. Yeah, you know, I saw a TED Talk on this, and, mm-hmm. you know, most addiction is linked to a connection with a dopamine response. Mm-hmm. So it's not an addiction to a chemical as much as it is the dopamine response to that chemical that we get addicted to.
Right.
There's also a hormone that's released whenever we get into a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what bonds us into that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the
sure.
more you have repeat relationships, the more you have a propensity to become addicted to this chemical.
Uh-huh.
And you lose kind of the ability to be in a monogamous relationship because you're always chasing after that response.
Gotcha. Yeah. Great, great.
So
yeah,
it's a deadly trap. And this is not something religious. This mm-hmm. is something that's chemical. It's built into our bodies, in mm-hmm. our DNA.
Right. But there's also values, though, attached to this, too. This guy was trying to stand up for a value. And I know that people out there listening have a certain set of values. And it's interesting to watch the demonization, kind of like the demonization politically. specifically when you start to point out what people are doing and you get the problem instead of people recognizing the real problem. It's a deflection. It's very strange. It's like the person trying to stand up for what's right gets attacked. And I saw it with this guy. I've experienced it with local government in trying to bring up a huge problem that we have and then getting personal attacks instead of people actually turning the light on the problem itself. It's on the person trying to stand up for the problem. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, usually that deflection tactic is a classic one used by any addict.
Yeah.
And government is addicted to taxes. So anytime you try to come after them about some type of source of income, whether it be taxes or fines or fees or whatever it is, they're going to come after you because they're addicted to those, that money coming in. And it's no different to anybody when they're, when you tell them there's something that they enjoy and really that they like, that they want to rationalize and justify, telling them there's problems and that there's an issue with that, that they should in some ways curtail it or stop it, they're going to then deflect and become angry and try to put the focus on you. It's a common tactic.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I hope we're recognizing what's happening with values and morals specifically in this country, and that those that are standing up for it are either weird, strange, or judgmental. Because when you can put a label like that on people, then they stop standing up for that which they believe in. And that group is silenced. And I don't think we want that group silenced.
Yeah, well, if, you know, any way that somebody can justify and rationalize an action which has risky consequences, and, you know, premarital sex or any type of, you know, non-monogamous sex does have risk, period.
Yes.
That's just the end of, you can't, whatever thing, it is not beneficial in the risk category.
Yeah, regardless of religion.
Absolutely.
It's a risk. So, yes, I totally get what you're saying.
Well, we take that risk because there's a dopamine response that comes with that risk that we really enjoy.
Yes, and
so
we also,
we're going to find every way to rationalize, justify, and deflect to continue the activity.
Absolutely, and we also like to make sure there aren't consequences. And we're seeing this out there in the world right now, is there are no consequences. I do whatever pleases me at the moment, and I don't have to have self-control. That is a huge problem we're seeing in our youth. And I'm hoping that we're tackling that. So,
well, yeah, the consequences are still there, but what they think is that they can change society to rid those consequences because they think it's societal rather than it's just evolutional as part of the conflict. You know, if you walk along the edge of a cliff, the propensity of you slipping and falling into it is there. And you can't change gravity. There are things you cannot change. This is one of those. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And also adults too, not just our youth. We have a huge problem with, I want what I want and I want it now. This is how city governments work. This is how people that want to pretend that values and morals aren't important. We're seeing a big slew of, I want what I want it now, and we'll pay for it later, and there's probably no consequence to my actions. That's the big motto I'm seeing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. Important subject. I'd like to take a little deeper here. Mm-hmm. Beyond morals, it's attack on Christianity. I mean, she is saying that this fella is prideful, which is a sin, or being obedient to God.
Yeah.
It is a sin. Premarital, I think it's referred to as adultery in the Bible, infidelity. Mm-hmm. It is a sin, and he is being obedient. So obedience to Christianity, according to her, is a sin of pride.
Yeah.
Now, this, the deeper issue is, this is probably the greatest attack on Christianity, at least in America, is all these people that don't know what the scriptures say, what the prophets said, what God said, what Christ said, and they just make up things that aren't in the Bible, or deny things that are in the Bible, like many deny hell exists. This is there was a theologian, Christian theologian named White, many years ago. He did a survey across the country, did a test, and he found that the average person claims to be Christian is more ignorant of the doctrine of both the New Testament, Old Testament, and the history of America. And this is really another symptom of the anti-intellectual age we live in, where she could just simply make something up, create her own definition, or her own Christianity, or her own Bible, and say that this is a sin to be abiding by the Bible.
Right,
and,
right.
And of course,
yeah.
And a corollary here, we see the same thing with the Constitution. And I think a greater attack on the freedom and liberty than all the progressives, statist liberals, and they are. But they're wolves that are telling us they're wolves. They're telling us they're socialists. It's those who are out there that claim they're obedient to the Constitution, they believe in the Constitution. But when it comes to elections and it comes to many of their positions on issues, they're unconstitutional. So these people that are the wolves in sheep clothing are much more dangerous, as Christ said, that claim they support and abide Christians and they abide by the Bible, but they just, when you start pushing them for doctrine, and they'll just make up their own Christian doctrine right out of thin air.
So true. Thank you for that. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. There was a huge article, government restrictions on religion have increased markedly in many places around the world. And that we are seeing a lot of attacks, a lot of problems, but really it starts from the ideas that we change in the minds of our youth and the minds of people everywhere, is that if you listen to some of the songs out, you know, Take Me to Church being one of them, then all religion represents is oppression, and all religion represents is telling you what you can't do. When I've always told my kids, you know, when you follow the Ten Commandments, you're actually more free than you ever thought you could be. Because when you follow those things, it sets you up for a life that's actually free of a lot of the consequences that you would have if you didn't follow those Ten Commandments. That's why those it's 10 simple principles, because those principles set you free. The same with the Constitution. Constitution is very basic because it's set on principle. The principles set you free. They liberate the human being. When we start to, when we started to interpret and add and started to get crazy on government control, it's more restrictive of the human being than ever, right? And when you can follow just basic principles, it's really freeing. When you follow basic principles, moral principles, very, very freeing. And it's all moral. The Constitution, Ten Commandments, all moral. Everything really kind of comes down to morals and values and those types of things. So I think that what I saw in that exchange on The Bachelorette, not what I saw because I didn't watch it, I read about it and then looked at what was going on surrounding it, is that a lot of people in our nation were looking at this conversation and siding with that girl, and I thought, oh, we're in trouble. A guy that tries to stand up for what's right or a good value was demonized. Sad. It just lends to the attack on religion. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Plum. I recently attended a continuing education course where the presenter asked a room full of dental professionals how many of us had flossed the night before. Only about half the attendees raised their hands. I learned that knowledge may not be the best motivator. So what will motivate you to start working toward that healthy, beautiful smile? A special anniversary or a new relationship? Maybe an upcoming reunion or a child who looks to you as an example. Whatever inspires you to go to the dentist, I hope I see you at Plum Dental. Check us out at PlumDental.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Your life is filled with them. Moments. The time you didn't just try, you succeeded. The day you weren't sure would ever arrive, but it did. The relationship that didn't just last, but still thrives after all of these years. It's our hope that on your next milestone, you'll have the chance to open a beautiful bronze box that reads Mac and Sons. Inside could be a stunning piece of jewelry, a striking watch, or simply a small reminder that you're still very much in love. We know your life's triumphs cannot be measured in gold or jewelry, but we also know making sure that special moment lasts for the rest of your life is profoundly important. At Mac and Sons, that's what we do. We are the master jewelers, not just for our knowledge, but because of our experience and skill in helping you find the perfect way to canonize life's triumphs. Come to Mac and Sons. The Master Jewelers on the Boulevard at Bluff.
Listen to 1450 every Thursday afternoon, 5 to 5:30 for the Purity Products Show. That's this Thursday, 5 p.m., Purity Products.
This is Lorraine, and I want to tell you about my experience at Red River Health and Wellness and how they changed my life for the better. For years, I had dealt with injuries that didn't heal properly, fatigue, depression, and in general, just not feeling right. I just assumed this is how people my age felt, and I would just have to deal with it. That was until I had my free consultation with Dr. Swindlehurst. Red River conducted detailed medical testing that no other doctor had ever done for me. They gave me answers, and then they created a plan specific to me. Not a plan that was for everyone else, but a plan just for me. What are you dealing with? Fatigue, depression, anxiety, digestive problems, or something else? Why not call Red River Health and Wellness for your free consultation? You have nothing to lose except for those symptoms that are making your life miserable. Call them at 767-9355. That's 767-9355. Or check them out online at redriverhealthandwellness.com. Red River Health and Wellness, chiropractic physicians.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Don't miss Financial Strategies. Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio. 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies. Hosted by Trevor Carlson. We'll introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right. No more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to do what I'm doing. And, you know, it gets frustrating. I can't lie. It gets really, really frustrating. I have to de-stress a lot. But, you know, we might be an army of few, because I think the overall state of the union, if you will, state of the city, state of the state, and state of the nation, very, very few people understand what the real role of government's supposed to be. And we've been talking about, you know, we have an appetite, don't we? City government has an appetite. The people have an appetite for government like they've never had before. They want government to solve the problem. They want to put their head in the sand. We have a problem of self-indulgence. We have a problem of not being able to say to ourselves or have any kind of self-control. This is why we have an epidemic of the demonization of values in this country. It's why we have an epidemic of growing government in the way that they did it too. And what I'm saying doesn't exactly demonize the people that are doing it in city government. What I'm trying to say is that we have put our heads in the sand for so long as a collective people that the government developed a lot of ways to make things legal that are not ethical, that don't actually reside with what the Constitution spelled out in how to keep us free and a liberated people. And it's designed so that the government has become so overreaching that a lot of people are cogs in the wheel. I don't even think they realize what they're doing. And that's the hardest part, is to get somebody to wake up to say, this is what you're doing. This is what's going on here. There was a bill that was voted on, and it was the Skilled Immigration Act. And what it does is it brings people over to take American jobs. Rand Paul wrote about this. I'll probably go into more detail on this tomorrow because I might not have time today. But the problem is, and I really like Rand Paul too. The problem is that he actually put an addendum on that bill. But we have a problem, don't we, in bringing in more and more government. The more and more government we bring in, this is the illustration of this, is that we tend to just deal with it and put up with it instead of fighting against it or trying to teach correct principles in this country. When I was on the city website of my own city and saw the comments of people trying to make sure that I don't say anything because I'm not allowed to be critical, right? I'm not allowed to be critical of anything the city does because the city is acting far beyond their bounds. But unless the people recognize it, the city won't change on their own. In fact, I was invited to come to make sure I stop them from doing things that aren't right. I'm sorry. If I have to go to stop you from doing something that isn't right, then you know it's not right. So there is the problem. So we have city governments, and we'll probably tackle this a little bit more tomorrow because we have huge, huge systematic things that have been developed over the course of time that I can go back to 1959 and tell you where some people were realizing some of the problems in our city government and saying that we are creating an appetite for city government that is going to tie them into federal dollars in a way that they become a partner to the federal government, even over the state's involvement, even over the state, that they become so partnered up with the feds. And this is what we're doing here in St. George in particular, and you're probably doing this in your city, too, if you're listening from another city, that we don't even realize systematically what we have permitted to happen in this country. And those problems come from that systematic abuse year after year after year of this appetite for growth and this appetite for using growth, using it to have a nonstop attitude of expenditure in this country. So if we don't nail down what the root of that problem is and we don't have people understand what's actually going on here, we're in trouble, right? Because it's just going to get worse, and it is getting worse. Look at affordable housing. Affordable housing is now turned into what? Riverwalk Plaza? Plaza? Are you serious? Do we need it? No. If you can't afford to live here, don't live here. That's the motto. You afford to live where you can live. But we have a lot of people out there that don't want to look at the growing appetite of this monster beast called government and put it in its place. When the mayor says you can't put the genie back in the bottle, he's being very serious. That genie is a monster, and it starts gobbling up, and it takes a lot of money in. Funny how you don't get to know what that money is. Have you ever asked for the revenue? Anyway, so you go into and you start looking at government as a whole, and you start asking questions. Those questions don't want to really be answered. There was a woman in Illinois, I don't know if you guys remember this, 6 years ago, she stole $53 million out of her city pot. Do you know what the fund was that she stole it out of? She was the person in charge of the money. And I think there was, what, 15, 20,000 people in this town. She stole $53 million. $53 million out of the capital projects funds in the city. And people asked how she did it. And she did it really just, she actually did it out in the open, sort of, but nobody noticed. And nobody noticed along the way over years of siphoning this money. There was so much money coming in that nobody was even noticing that $53 million was missing. And she was able to do it. She got a 20-year sentence, by the way, when she finally got caught. But she was able to take it out of a certain fund. And that fund was the appetite for growth in that city and putting all of the amount of growth, putting all of their eggs in that basket and consistently telling the people that it was all about growth, all about growth, all about growth. Everything was about growth. Everything was about tourism. There was an article about asking for applications on how to get government money, your money, sorry, not government, taxpayer-funded money. If you want to have an event in St. George and you want people to come, you can actually apply for that money now. And you can actually get money to assist your event because it's all about future and growth and tourism. Everything. Everything. Everything's about that now. Isn't that sick? And come, apply, get that tax money, get that tax money. It's all yours. It's on everybody's backs, yeah, but you can have it. You can have it if you just do an event that brings people here. Do you know people will come here if they want to come here? Did you know that? And did you know that if you're going to have an event that you should probably pay for it? You know, I was looking at the state budget and Tuacon gets, what, $250 million from the state? And then the cities like Ivins and the county and everybody else annually gives money to Tuacon. Why? Tuacon charges tickets. They charge ticket fees. Why is it subsidized? Why? Why are we subsidizing everything? We do it locally. We do it federally. And then we wonder why in the world we're in this problem. So we have a lot of big problems, and sometimes it can get really frustrating and really sad to see all the abuse and all of the minds change. And this is what I was talking about in the beginning of this hour. All the minds are changing to say, put your head in the sand and just be happy. Don't critically think. Don't point out what anyone's doing, because that doesn't put you in happy camp. You're not pleasant to be around if you bring up what's going on. Don't point out the obvious. Put your head in the sand, citizen, and just be happy with seeing nice, beautiful trees and a nice sidewalk, and just put your head in the sand and let government do its thing without ever looking under the hood to see what it's doing. That's the big message people like to tell me. And you know what? Screw it. I don't care what people tell me. I know what's right. And I know what's wrong. And I'm going to continue to point out what's not okay in this city and what the city leaders are doing all the time. And if they have a problem with that, I could care less. Who's going to do it? I guess I could have a talk show that only talks about really pleasant, happy things all the time. And it would be really fun to listen to, but it wouldn't be real. And I can't do a show like that. I can't be proud of that. What I want to do is help educate people so that we can all collectively understand what the true rooted problem actually is. And if I can't do that, I won't do this show, because there's no reason for me. You can go watch a bunch of Netflix movies and that will help put your head in the sand and you can just be eternally happy. But when I look around, I see where this country has gone and I see where it started. And I think we're responsible for this. And when I look at comments from people that are attacking me personally because I'm bringing things up, the city leaders hate it. I get a lot of stares, evil stares, you know. They don't like it. And the ones that won't come on this show, that don't like me talking about them, there's a reason that they don't come on this show. They don't want to be asked these questions. They want to be asked super friendly questions that do not question anything that they're doing. And then go, gosh, how much growth is there in the city? The city looks beautiful. That's all to your credit. Wow. Love this city. No hard question, no critical question, nothing. Just a blanket, man, oh, don't you just love being in city government? We have somebody running like Betty Ariel for government. She's the one that gave away the lands. She was instrumental in giving away the land to the turtle. Yet here she is up for re-election again. You okay with that? You really want that back? Again? I mean, how many years does somebody have to sit on the council as a rubber stamp? Yes. These are the people running our cities. We have people that are arrogant and people that have already proven what they're all about. Again and again and again, servicing their own businesses. We have county people that served as city council that serviced their own business while in office. That's not ethical. It's not okay. And you elected them to county. I don't know how much we can ring this alarm bell, but oh my gosh. And we keep voting them in? Why? Because you think they've learned a job that's difficult? This isn't a difficult job. It's money in, money out, and guess what? They've made it complicated only on paper to show you a bunch of pie charts that mean nothing so that you can actually feel good about what's going on because they've based it all on growth and tourism, which is a lie. I'm sorry, it's a lie. And you know what? Are we growing? Yeah, but not to the tune of the kind of Fed projects they're getting into. So you know what? I will do this show as long as I can speak up, tell the truth, and talk about this. And I'm not trying to demonize people here. I'm trying to say, look at what government's doing. Oh my gosh, look at what they're doing. And we have to get a handle on telling them no. Do you remember the caller yesterday that said, once the people went down with their pitchforks and said, you know, not literal pitchforks, and said no, the city backed off from some stuff they were doing up in North Ogden? If we don't do it, if we don't like to say, no, you cannot do this and point out the obvious, then we're in a heap of trouble here because the most of the citizens will put their head in the sand and they'll demonize you for bringing anything up. But you got to have thick enough skin to say you don't care. And I guess that's where I'm at. They can evil eye me all they want in public. I could care less. I mean, really and truly, I don't have to be friends with any of these people. And there's a reason they stopped coming on this show. And I'm being really forthright about that because they've had invitations. They just won't. And so look at all the people that won't come on the show. That should tell you volumes right there. They don't want to talk about anything that they're doing. And not that they're doing things illegally. They're doing things legally, except that is it ethically okay to do things that we've made legal in this country because systematically we put things in place in order to do those things. What I'm calling for is look at them ethically. Look at them as comparable to the Constitution and ask themselves if it's okay that they're doing it. Because I'm not accusing people of doing things illegally. I'm saying please be ethical and representative of limited government, which they're not. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. We have a big problem with really big appetites in this county, in the cities, in ourselves. We have a problem with loss of values, morality, loss of ethics. We need to shore ourselves up again and remind us who we are as Americans and who we're supposed to be, I guess. I don't know what else to do here, but call this kind of stuff out. I'll be right back with Melissa. We're going to talk about, wow, the Pentagon got asked to talk about weaponizing ticks. This is a huge story. Also, JFK Jr., some information on that. Epstein, all kinds of stuff in the next 2 hours. Don't go anywhere.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely.
Weekday afternoons, rub shoulders with trusted voices of truth and insight. The American Mutsos Show with Eric Mutsos.
The Reed Hour with Lawrence W. Reed. Loving Liberty with Brian Hyde. The Liberty Effect with Ammon Bundy. And Stranger Than Fiction with Ralph DeLugas. Right here on the Loving Liberty Radio Network.